secondly, we need to, yet again, and I'm afraid I'm sounding like a broken record because I'm here in this organization for 21 years, and I've said we need to reform the VOA, we need to reform international broadcasting, we need to reform PBG, and it's nothing happening. It just keeps hobbling along like a three-legged cat, and we need to rethink it, we need to decide if we want it as a separate agency, which I call some kind of a dotted line between the state and that there were, what was Khrushchev's favorite term here, brain schemes of launching a Pentagon information operations outfit, and that collapsed within about a week. But we need to recognize that the other side, as Paul, I think, said, Russians think like us. The Russians think that information is a part of something called information operations, which started with computers and hacking and disseminating messages that will mess the opponent up and interfere with the battlefield management. And then everything else is just a corollary of that. So we need to understand how the Russian information warfare theory works. We cannot tolerate, I think, the spokespeople that are planted on our soil who praise Hitler, like Mr. Mikhanyan. What is he doing here, and why is he here? I frankly do not understand. And we need to hire political dissidents for our circuit broadcasting. We did it very successfully in the 70s and 80s, and before that, they did a terrific job on Radio Liberty. Anybody from Alexander Belich to we have, unfortunately, a situation where we have, again, political exiles from Russia, and they could do a terrific job being international broadcasters. So I don't know if this administration is going to do it or the next administration is going to do it. This is a huge undertaking. We cannot do it on the cheap. What we need to do it, it is an important part of our survival, of our future.